ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। न उत्तमां वृत्ति अनापदि भजेत नरः नृते राजन्याम् आपत्सु सर्वेषाम् अपि सर्वशः। जगन्योत्तमां वृत्ति जगन्योत्तमां वृत्ति अनापदि भजेन्नरः अनापदि भजेन्नरः ऋते राजन्यमापत्सु ऋते राजन्यमापत्सु सर्वेषामपि सर्वश। सर्वे ट्रांसलेशन बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। एक्सेप्ट इन अ टाइम ऑफ इमरजेंसी लोअर पर्सन शुड नॉट एक्सेप्ट द ऑक्यूपेशनल ड्यूटीज ऑफ दोज हु आर हायर। व्हेन देयर इज सच एन इमरजेंसी ऑफ कोर्स एवरीवन बट द क्षत्रिय मे एक्सेप्ट द मींस ऑफ लाइवलीहुड ऑफ अदर्स। Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The occupational duty of a Brahmana should not be accepted by persons in lower social orders, especially Vaishyas and Shudras. For example, an occupational duty of the Brahmanas is to teach Vedic knowledge. But unless there is an emergency, this professional duty should not be accepted by the Kshatriyas, Vaishyas or Shudras. Even a Kshatriya cannot accept the duties of a Brahmana unless there is an emergency. And then, even if he does so, he should not accept charity from anyone else. Sometimes, Brahmanas protest against our Krishna consciousness movement for creating Brahmanas from Europeans, or in other words, from Lechas and Yavanas. This movement, however, is here supported in Srimad Bhagavatam. At the present moment, society is in a chaotic condition and everyone has given up the cultivation of spiritual life, which is especially meant for the Brahmanas. Because spiritual culture has been stopped all over the world, there is now an emergency, and therefore it is now time to train those who are considered lower and condemned so that they may become Brahmanas and take up the work of spiritual progress. The spiritual progress of human society has been stopped, and this should be considered an emergency. Here is solid support from Narad Muni of the movement known as Krishna Consciousness. Narayan. Translation once again. In time of emergency, one may accept any of the various types of professions known as Except in a time of emergency, lower persons should not accept the occupational duties of those who are higher. When there is such an emergency, of course, everyone but the Kshatriyas may accept the means of livelihood of others. Hare Krishna. So I would like to seek blessings from the assembled Vaishnavas here. Since I am sitting here for the first time, I am just like a small child who is just trying to learn to speak. And the time he starts blabbering, the child's parents starts adoring the child. Oh, you are so nicely speaking. So similarly, I am like that child. So please empower me, bless me, so that I can make an attempt at least to speak something on this exalted Srimad Bhagavatam, the great literature. So, actually I would like to summarize this chapter. All of us, we heard for last couple of months how Lord Narsingdev appeared to deliver his dearmost devotee Prahlad Maharaj. And Prahlad Maharaj, he exhibited most wonderful qualities of the Bhagavat, Mahabhagavat. After hearing this great narration from Srila Narad Muni, Maharaj Yudhishthir, he was feeling that I don't have any qualifications when seen how great Prahlad Maharaj is, I don't have any devotion in my heart. Then Narad Muni, he consoles Yudhishthir Maharaj, saying that, oh, you are so fortunate that Supreme Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, he himself appeared and he stayed and he personally gave you the association. So you are also equally fortunate. Later, Yudhishthir Maharaj, he inquires from Narad Muni about two things. Number one, Yudhishthir Maharaj inquires about the real religion of the living entities. And number two, he also inquires about the characteristics of Varnashram system. And then Narad Muni starts answering Yudhishthir Maharaj's questions. But here, the point to be noted, where in the summary, Srila Prabhupada is wonderfully mentioning how Narad Muni, he stops giving his own statements while answering Yudhishthir Maharaj's questions. Because he finds himself to be completely disqualified to answer so. And who does he quote? He quotes none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayan. Since all of us we know Nar Narayan Rishi, for the first time they gave the knowledge of Srimad Bhagavatam to four Kumaras. So Narad Muni, Srila Narad Muni is quoting Narayan himself. Since it is mentioned in the scriptures, Dharmam tu Sakshat Bhagavat Pranito. So Dharma has to be coming from the Supreme Lord himself. No one can manufacture dharma on their own. As in today's society we can see, any upstart is just starting some new religion. Somewhere in nook and the corner of the world, even in India, in small towns and villages, we get to see every now and then, every new day, we have new Bhagwan coming up. So it is very important for us to understand that dharma has to start coming from the Supreme Lord himself. So Narad Muni starts answering Yudhishthira Maharaj's question. And the first question that he answers is, what is the religion, real religion of the spirit soul? As is stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhakti radokshaje, ahetuki apratihata yatma suprasiddhati. So what is the highest religion for any living entity? It is yatho bhaktir adokshaje, to perform devotional service unto the Supreme Lord. Then next, Srila Narad Muni, he is going to describe about four divisions and or classes and of the social order. Then he describes about the sanskaras, the purificatory processes that a living entity has to go through even before it takes the birth in the womb of his mother. So sanskaras begin from the birth, even before birth, and they continue till the fag end of the life. Even after death, there is something called Shraddha ceremony, which is performed after death of the living entity. So Narad Muni describes about various kinds of sanskaras. Then he goes on to explain how every human being in the human society, it is mandatory for him to cultivate 30 qualities which are enunciated by the Supreme Lord Narayan himself. Then he goes on to describe the various characteristics of Varnashram Dharma, Varnashram system. And in the forthcoming chapters, we are going to see Narad Muni touching upon behavior of a perfect person. What should be the behavior of a perfect person? Then what is the ideal family life? And finally, he starts instructing to all the civilized human beings. So this is the summary in a nutshell. In today's verse, as is vividly explained in the translation, lower persons should not accept the occupational duties of those who are higher. When there is such an emergency, of course, everyone but the Kshatriyas may accept the means of livelihood of others. So I thought today's purport can be divided into four major points, which are as follows. Firstly, Srila Prabhupada says how occupational duties of Brahmana should not be accepted by the lower classes, especially, he mentions, by Vaishyas and Shudras. In emergency cases, of course, even Kshatriyas, they are not allowed to accept the duties of the higher classes, that is of Brahmanas. But in emergency situation, Kshatriyas also, they can act as Brahmanas and perform the occupational duties of a Brahmana. But specifically it is mentioned that they should not accept the charity, because that is against the Kshatra Dharma, against the nature of Kshatriyas. As is mentioned in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnya maya srishta guna karma vibhagasha tasya kartaram api maa vidhi kartaram avyayam. Who has created Varnashram? Lord says, I myself create Chaturvarnya. Based on birth? No. It is based on janma karma vibhag, guna karma vibhagasha. He doesn't say it is janma karma vibhagasha. So, Varnashram is mainly based on the guna, the qualities of the living entities, the conditioned living entities, and ashrama, karma, sorry, the activities performed by such person. Secondly, Srila Prabhupada mentions how smartas, that means so-called brahmanas, who are brahmanas just for the name's sake, they protest this Krishna conscious movement, and they keep objecting various aspects of Krishna conscious movement. Thirdly, how presently there is an emergency situation. Srila Prabhupada wonderfully explains how the society is going to dogs, trying to follow in the footsteps of the Western culture. And finally, Srila Prabhupada is quoting Shastra to support this Krishna conscious movement. How this particular verse is substantiating the validity of Krishna conscious movement, and how the acharyas in parampara like Srila Narad Muni himself is supporting this movement solidly. So we'll try to see these 4 points one by one. So firstly, occupational duties of brahmanas, it is said, cannot be accepted by other lower classes of the social order. It is mentioned, brahmanas, they have 4 activities to perform. Patan, patan, yajan, yajan, and charity. So, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, is specifically talking about the occupational duty of brahmanas to teach the Vedas to other three classes. Patan patan means to study the scriptures, and patan means to teach the scriptures to others. Yajan means to engage oneself in the deity worship, and yajan means to teach others how to worship the deities. And finally, charity, accepting the charity and giving in charity. Accepting charity means monetary benefits that he has to accept in charity, and giving in charity means he has to engage others in devotional service to the Lord. So Srila Prabhupada says, particularly this patan, occupational duty of Brahmana, that is teaching the Vedas, it cannot be adopted by any other classes of the social order. Kshatriyas, sometime in emergency cases, however, they can act as Brahmanas. But it is mentioned in the scriptures that they cannot accept charity. We can see in the past, when Lord, he himself appears, like for example, Lord Ram, when he appeared, many people, whenever we go out for preaching, we come across so many such counter arguments by the atheistic people. They say, oh, you say Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, you are worshipping that Lord Ram. Of course, this word Ram has deeper meaning, but for them it is like Lord Ram, Ramchandra. So they challenge, that Ram you are worshipping, who killed a Shudra, who was trying to study the scriptures. So this is the ignorance of today's atheistic people. Lord Ram killed a Shudra Because he knew the principle of Varnashrama. Because he himself is the creator of Varnashrama. So he knew if the Shudra would have studied the scriptures, then that would have created a big chaos in the society. Then we have another example during Mahabharata reigns. Ekalavya, he wanted to learn the art of fighting, archery. So Dronacharya, who was acting as a guru of the Pandavas and Kurus, when Ekalavya approached Dronacharya, because he was a Brahmana, he knew the principles of Dharma. So he wanted to stop him from doing so, because he also knew the nature of the Varnashram Dharma. So the now question arises, why there is classification based on Guna and Karma? It is mentioned in the scriptures how the living entity falls from the spiritual world. Ichchadvesha samuttena dvanda mohina bharata. There are two reasons mentioned for the living entity's fall down from the spiritual world. Number one, Ichcha. The living entity desires to enjoy independently away from the Lord. And secondly, Dvesha, because he envies the Lord. He thinks, why he is the Supreme Lord, why not me? And for these two reasons, he disqualifies himself to continue to stay in the spiritual world. And as a result, he has to come down to this material world. After coming here, he has to accept the material body, and under the illusory spell of the Lord, he forgets his real identity and gets engrossed into illusory activities, the law of karma. But the Supreme Lord is so merciful. He's just like that father whose child, whose son has gone away from him. But still, he being the merciful towards his son or child, he wants to get his son back to his home. Similarly, Supreme Lord, he tries to reclaim the conditioned souls through Guru, Sadhu and Shastra. Guru, the spiritual master, Sadhu, the saintly people, and Shastra, that is the revealed scriptures. Also, on the other hand, those who are atheistic, who are ignorant, who are unwilling to accept the mercy given by Guru, Sadhu, Shastra, for them, there are trividha tapa, threefold miseries. So this is the artificial arrangement made in this material world. Those who want to enjoy independently away from the Lord and want to take the position of the Lord, for them, on one hand, there is a facility to enjoy, and on the other hand, Lord, being merciful, wants to reclaim the conditioned souls back to the spiritual world, back to him. So this process is very, very gradual. Lord wants to reclaim the conditioned souls, but then he knows that all of a sudden they are not going to take up to Krishna consciousness. They won't surrender to the Lord at once. That is why Lord has to play a trick, and slowly, slowly, he has to inject Krishna consciousness in the living entities. That is why Vedas are firstly revealed to Brahmaji. Tene Brahmaradaya Adi Kavaye Muyanti Asurayaha. First of all, this Vedic knowledge was revealed in the heart of Brahmaji. And then this knowledge is handed down in the disciplic succession. From Brahma to Naradamani, Naradamani to Vyas, Madhvacharya, and so on and so forth. So, this knowledge has to be cultivated by the living entities. But then, Varnashram, that is enunciated by the Lord himself, has been seen according to the nature. Sadrisham cheshate swasyaha prakritir jnanavanapi prakritim yanti bhutani nigrahakim karishyati. Everybody has acquired the nature from the material, three modes of the material nature, namely sattva, raja and tama, mode of goodness, passion and ignorance. And it's very difficult to change one's nature. Prakritim yanti bhutani nigraham karishyati. What can repression accomplish, the Supreme Lord says in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, if there is repression, if there is compulsion, if there is force, then Prabhupada says, where is the question of free will? Mamai vansha jivaloke jiva bhuta sanatana. The Lord says, the living entity is my part and parcel, and I being the Swarat, the Supreme Lord being Swarat, he is independent, supremely independent. Living entities are also entitled to the minute freedom. If there is repression or if there is force, then where is the question of free will? So this Varnashram system has been designed in such a way that slowly everyone can elevate their consciousness and finally come to the next level, which is Sarva Dharman Parityajya Mamekam Sharanam Vraja. Krishna says, the Saman Bonam of Bhagavad Gita at the end of the 18th chapter, he says, abandon all variety of religions and just surrender unto me and I'll deliver you from all sins. Do not fear. So, to come to that level of surrender, the living entity, he has to follow certain kind of religious principles which are enunciated in the Vedas. So, that is what is Varnashram system. On one hand, living entities, they are trying to enjoy their senses. So, there is a facility. On the other hand, because the Vedas are coming from the Lord and because Varnashram is enunciated in the Vedas, there is a connection directly to the Lord. Brahmarpanam Brahma Havi Brahmagno Brahmana Utam Brahmena Teva Gantamyam Brahma Karma Samadhina Nityam Yagya Pratishtitam. The Lord is, because Vedas are coming from the Lord, Lord is actually entered into the Vedas. And that is how there is slow and gradual purification of the living entities. That is why it is said, Yagya Arthat Karmana Netra. Yagya means, one meaning that is generally known to the people of Yagya is the fire sacrifice. But the real meaning of Yagya, that is given by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita, is the prescribed duties. So prescribed duties are mentioned in Vedas. And Vedas, since are coming from the Supreme Lord himself, by following the prescribed duties, actually the living entity is in contact with, in touch with the Supreme Lord. And that is how there is gradual purification. So, Varnashram Acharvat, Purushena Parapuman, Vishnu Raradhyate Panta, Na Anyatta Toshakaranam. The only purpose of Varnashram is to please Samsiddhir Haritoshanam, to please the Supreme Lord. So, that is the whole system of Varnashram, that is the purpose. In third chapter, 35th verse, it is said, Sreyan Swadharma Vigunaha, Paradharma Swanushtitad, Swadharmam Nidane Sreyah. Paradharmo bhayavaha. So, coming back to Lord Ram's question and regarding Eklavya, why they were stopped from changing the occupational duty. It is mentioned by the Supreme Lord himself. Sreyan swadharma vigunaha. It is advisable. It is much better to perform one's occupational duties faultily than performing others' occupational duties most expertly. Paradharmo bhayava. It is very, very dangerous to perform others' duties. We can see in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita how Arjuna he says, Gurun hi hatva mahanubhavan sreya bhoktum bhaiksham apiya loke hatvartha kamansu guruni haiva bhunjiya bhogan rudira pradigdhan. Arjuna is putting forth the arguments to the Lord for not fighting, for not intending to fight. And he's saying, it is better to live by begging than to kill my own kids and kins. My guru, Gurun Hatva, he Mahanubhavan, and my elderly people. Rather, I prefer to live by begging. So Krishna is chastising Arjun. Acharyas in this regard, they give wonderful explanation. They say, Arjun was a Kshatriya by nature. Even if he would have chosen the occupation of begging, he would not have been able to carry it out for a long time. Because the nature of the Kshatriya is that they cannot tolerate any insult. Within this ISKCON movement, we are also begging. Book distribution is begging. Especially for brahmacharis. Brahmacharis means, in previous time, they had to go out and collect alms for one's guru. So in today's society, we don't have that system. But Srila Prabhupada said, in today's scenario, brahmachari begs through distribution of books, Srila Prabhupada's books. So we come across so many such arguments while distributing books. And because there are so many people coming from different backgrounds, few people, they calmly, coolly accept the arguments and they digest the insult. But few cannot. And immediately they react. So, if Arjuna would have taken up to the profession of begging, and someone would have chastised him, then Arjuna definitely would not have been able to tolerate so. Because it is said, dishonor is worse than death for Kshatriyas. They are ready to die, but they cannot tolerate the insult or dishonor. So that is how we can see that it's very dangerous to change one's occupational duty. Also, in this purport, Srila Prabhupada says, there are two kinds of duties based on material level and spiritual level. Of course, there is an exception to this principle. For example, Vishwamitra Muni and Parshuram, although they were born in Kshatriya and Brahman setup, still they changed their occupational duties. Because Prabhupada says they were situated on transcendental platform, so they could do so. But we cannot imitate the great souls like Vishwamitra Muni and Parshuram. Also, that reminds me of a story which is mentioned in one of the Puranas. There was a Brahmana who was very austere and was performing severe austerities. Indra, as usual, he became afraid, seeing that this Brahmana is performing great austerities. So, as usual, he wanted to discontinue his austerities. So he comes as a Kshatriya in disguise, and he approaches this Brahmana and says, "Oh Brahmana, I have to attend to nature's call. Can you please hold this sword?" And Brahmana readily agrees to it. And he holds, as he holds the sword, and as the Kshatriya, I mean this king Indra, who is in disguise form, he disappears from the scene. Brahmana starts thinking, "Wow, what a nice sword. I've never ever seen." So as soon as he gets the sword in his hands, slowly, slowly, the mode of passion arouses within his heart. And he gets a feeling of using that sword. So he first begins killing the animals, poor animals. And slowly, slowly, he starts killing the human beings also. And finally, he degrades to such an extent that he becomes a robber. And finally, after his death, he goes to hell. So we can see the disastrous effects of changing one's occupational duties. Also in Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 17th chapter, 16th verse, there is details given about Apad Dharma, which I would like to read in Srila Prabhupada's own language. Purport by His Divine Srila Prabhupada. In the scriptures, there is mention of apad dharma or occupational duty at times of extraordinary happenings. It is said that sometimes the great sage Vishwamitra had to live on the flesh of dogs in some extraordinary dangerous position. In cases of emergency, one may be allowed to live on the flesh of animals of all description. But that does not mean that there should be regular slaughterhouses to feed the animal eaters and that this system should be encouraged by the state. No one should try to live on flesh in ordinary times simply for the sake of the palate. If anyone does so, the king or the executive head should punish him for gross enjoyment. There are regular scriptural injunctions for different persons engaged in different occupational duties, and one who follows them is called swadharmastha, or faithful in one's prescribed duties. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is advised that one should not give up his occupational prescribed duties, even if they are not always flawless. Such swadharma might be violated in cases of emergency if one is forced by circumstances, but they cannot be violated in ordinary times. The state executive head is to see that such swadharma is not changed by the follower, whatever it may be, and he should give all protection to the follower of swadharma. The violator is subject to punishment in terms of the shastra, and the duty of the king is to see that everyone strictly follows his occupational duty as prescribed in the scripture. So that is what we are switching over to, that is how we are switching over to this next topic, apada dharma. Apada dharma is the dharma which is given in case of emergency. As just now we read, Vishwamitra, it is said that he had to survive on the flesh of the dog. So although he was practicing the occupational duty of a brahmana for whom the violence is condemned, the animal killing is condemned, still such things are allowed. Then, next Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport about how Krishna conscious movement today is challenged by Smarthas, the so-called Brahmanas. So one time in Vrindavan, one of Srila Prabhupada's disciple, he had been to Radha Raman temple and there was this aarti going on and he was intensely having darshan of Shri Radha Raman. And the pujari, after the aarti was over, since he was watching this western body devotee taking the darshan so intensely, he approached him, gave him some mahaprasad and said, "I bless you that you may take birth in Vrindavan and become a pujari in your next lifetime." So, because he didn't know much about the philosophy and he thought, "Wow, I have been blessed. I'm so fortunate." So, hurriedly came back to Prabhupada and, "Prabhupada, I'm so happy today. You know what happened? The pujari of Radha Raman temple, he blessed me that I may become a pujari in my next lifetime and take birth in Vrindavan." And Prabhupada, he became furious and said, "You go back and tell that pujari that I bless you, that you may take birth as a mlecha yavana in the foreign country and get connected to this Krishna conscious movement." Secondly, Srila Prabhupada was criticized for so many things. For example, he was criticized for giving Brahman thread to the so-called mlechas and yavanas. Thirdly, he was criticized for creating Brahmacharini ashram outside India because the situation prevailing outside was not so conducive for practicing Krishna consciousness. So as an acharya, he had to set an example, and the duty of acharya is to give the essence. There is something called bharvahi and saragrahi. So acharyas, they know the essence of the scriptures. Saragrahi, they are very expert in picking up the essence from the scriptures. And those who don't understand, they are simply carrying the burden over their head. Bharavahi. So acharyas, they are very expert in giving the medicine to the diseased, conditioned soul as per deshakala patra, time, place, circumstances. Then one time, some South Indians, they were not so happy with what Prabhupada was doing. So one South Indian, he came up to Prabhupada and he said, "Oh Swamiji, your disciples, they don't know how to chant the mantras. Their pronunciation is not so good." And Srila Prabhupada said, "That is why I brought them to you. You should teach them." So, the next point that Srila Prabhupada discusses in the purport is about how present situation is an emergency situation. There is an apatti. So, today's society, as is mentioned in purport, is in chaotic condition. And everyone is giving up the spiritual culture naturally. Britishers, finally, they have been successful in what they wanted to implement maybe a couple of centuries ago. In this regard, I would like to read something which, of course, Shruti Dharma Prabhu, when he was here on Sunday, he had read. I would also, I would like to read that. So this British officer who was on the assignment to make a survey of then India, this was in 19th century, 1835, because Britishers, they wanted to penetrate into Indian culture, into Indian administration. So they had sent this Lord Macaulay, who addressed to British Parliament on 2nd February 1835. He said, after making the survey, he said, that was his conclusion, "I have travelled across length and breadth of India and I have not seen one person who is a beggar, who is a thief. Such wealth I have seen in this country, such high moral values, people of such higher calibre that I do not think we could ever conquer this country unless we break the very backbone of this country, which is the spiritual and cultural heritage. And therefore, I propose that we replace her old ancient education system, her culture for. If the Indians think that all that is foreign and English is good and greater than their own, they will lose their self-esteem, their native culture, and they will become what we want them, a truly dominated nation." And slowly, slowly, that is what is happening, unfortunately. Today, of course, from the scriptures, we know that Kali Yuga actually is filled with Shudras, Mlechas and Yavanas. Kalo Shudra Sambhava. So Varnashram, we get to see that it's completely destroyed, collapsed. Varnashram system is practically not existing, but for few. Brahmanas, they are supposed to be the head of the society, and today's society is lacking the Brahmanas. That means the head is missing. Just imagine the body without a head. So that is the situation in today's scenario. So in this purport, Srila Prabhupada specifically says, spiritual progress is completely stopped, and therefore it should be considered as an emergency. So we are living in an emergency situation. So in the next point that Srila Prabhupada discussed in this purport is about how Krishna conscious movement is solidly supported by acharyas like Srila Narad Muni. And therefore, Krishna conscious movement is not a concocted one, a speculated one by someone who has defective senses. So Krishna conscious movement is not deviating from the parampara. One time, this is confirmed, one time what happened was during San Francisco Rath Yatra, Srila Prabhupada at one point of time he just stopped and he started looking up. And it seemed that he was talking to someone. Almost for 5 minutes he was talking to someone, but there was no one up. And all the disciples, they were gathered around Srila Prabhupada and were wondering whom he is talking to. And finally, when Srila Prabhupada, he started walking, all the disciples, they hurriedly went to Prabhupada and they asked, who you are talking to, Prabhupada? And Prabhupada said, Srila Narad Muni. You didn't see, Narad Muni had come. He was there in the Rath Yatra and he was appreciating. On another occasion, he said, Srila Narad Muni is so happy to see all mlechas and yavanas dancing in the kirtan ecstatically. So this is another proof how acharyas like Narad Muni in the parampara, they are happy with this moment. Also, one time Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu along with his eternal associates doing kirtan, sankirtan, and they were traveling and they were blessing Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur while passing. So acharyas, they are supporting this moment. That is the proof. Also in the scriptures, there are so many other verses which confirm this fact, like Kirat Unandar Pulinda Pulkasha Abir Shumba Yavana Kasadaya Ye Anneja Pava Yada Pashayashaya Shuddhanditasme Prabha Vishnave Namaha Kirat Hunandra. These are the different lower classes, lowly people. Kirat means those who are hunters. Hunandra means from that race which is from kind of aborigines from South India, from the Dravid Pranta. Pulkasha, Pulinda, Greeks. Then those who are from Arabic stage, Abira, Shumba, Yavana, Khasa. Khasa means Chinese, Mongolians, like that. So all these races are considered to be very, very lowly. But ye annecha papa yad apashraya shaya. These classes, they are considered to be outside the Vedic scope. But what to speak of these classes? Even someone who is outside these classes, like dog eaters or chandalas, ye annecha papa yad apashraya shaya. If they take shelter of the Supreme Lord, Shuddhanti Tasme Prabhu Vishnu. At once, instantly, they are purified. Then Mother Devuti, she also confirms, Aho Bata Shvapacho Ato Garyan Yad Jivvagre Vartate Nama Tubhyam Tepus Tapaste Jo Shushnar Arya Brahmanachara Nama Grananti Yete Shvapacho. Again, same thing. Those who are born in the dog-eating family, although they are so lowly, they also can become purified at once. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. He says, kiba vipra kiba nyasi shudra kene nai jai krishna tattva vitta se guru hai. Kiba vipra kiba nyasi, person may be a brahmana or sannyasi, shudra kene nai, let him be a shudra also, doesn't matter. Jai krishna tattva vitta se guru hai, one who understands Krishna in truth tattvataha, then se guru hai, he can become a guru. Also in Padma Purana it is stated, shat karma nipuno vipro mantra tantra visharada Avaishnavo Guru Nasyat Vaishnavo Shvapacho Guru. Shat karma. There are six kinds of philosophies and six kinds of karmas. So someone who is very learned in this shat karma, nipuno, he may be proficient in all these six kinds of karmas. And he may be a vipra who is expert in chanting all kinds of mantras, performing tantras, and as Radhanand Maharaj says, performing mudras and puja. But if he is not a Vaishnava, if he is not a devotee of the Lord, then Guru Nasasyat, he doesn't have any right to become a Guru. But Vaishnava Shupacha Guru. That person, although he may be born in dog eater's family, he can at once become a Guru. So I think we are running short of time. The last point. Therefore, in today's society, there is a dire need to create Brahmanas. And this movement is rapidly into it. So it is the duty of each one of us to spread this movement as much as possible, as far as possible, as per our own capacity, by way of distributing number one Srila Prabhupada's books, and by spreading the Sankirtan movement, that is by chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So we'll end here. Thank you very much. Is there any question, comment? Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki, Gaur Premanande.